What's up, everybody? This is Moonshine Shotgun Mulligan Podcast, sitting here with my boy CC Stats. What's up, brother? How we doing?
Evening, Moon. I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Saw you a couple weeks ago. Nice to jump on again. Good old Shotgun Mulligan Pod kicking off the season.
Got a little preview of the bar, man. We're going to be watching that Masters next week.
Yeah, I want to appreciate you for now. My wife now wants me to have a bar in the basement. So just purchased a new table that I didn't pay a lot of money for, but now she wants you to come over and help me build a bar in the basement.
Let's do it, dude.
Everybody started chiming in on Saturday. Oh, you can move your couches for it. I'm like, I ain't moving my couches for it. It's a whole nother story. But yeah.
Got it, dude. I got you.
Ready for a bar.
What are you drinking over there, bub?
Well, you folks are going to hear an interview in a few minutes. And I had not been drinking anything yet. So I wanted to be on my game for the interview, which you'll hear. So I went with an old classic. An old Malty Miller.
Oh, gosh.
I'll change it up in a little bit.
Yeah, drinking biscuits over there. That's disgusting.
What are you drinking?
Got me a little bourbon tonight, man. Going back on the whiskey train. I got me a little Four Roses, the single barrel.
Nice.
I tried my best to do it neat, man. Yeah, I got heartburn, dude. I can't do it.
I can't reach it. And a friend of mine, my birthday was last week, and a friend of mine, she knows somebody who made his own in the basement, pot still and everything, has a little barrel. So I got a mason jar full of some 100 proof whiskey that they gave me over at the bar. It's pretty good. It's a little tasty. Got that buttered popcorn kind of smell and taste. Yeah.
Can't beat it, man. Well, listeners, you know, it's been a little bit since we had a guest, about a month or so. So we wanted to jump into this interview. You're all going to love it. Our first caddy, professional caddy coming onto the show, Kenny Harms, has over 30 years of experience caddying for various Hall of Fame golfers, Hell Irwin. You'll hear others that he's caddied for over the years. Great stories, man. He was a pleasure to have on the show. It was nice hearing their perspective. I mean, I've been enjoying the caddy banter. You know, I think they're trying to expand that a little bit more into the broadcast. So you get to hit a little bit more inside take on how that professional relationship is with him and now Kevin Na that he's been caddying with for over a decade. So everybody enjoy this. Kenny, what's up, man? How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty well, man. Thanks for joining the show. Appreciate you taking your time to come on.
Let me put on my mics. Yeah, everything's good. Yeah, my pleasure. Good to be on.
Awesome, man. So what are you up to this week, man? Are you and Kevin going to the Valero, or are y'all just prepping for the Masters?
No. We never play before any of the majors, so we always take the week off and then get in there on Saturday. So I'll drive up. I'm in Orlando. I'll drive up on Saturday morning and get there, walk the golf course, and then he'll get in on Saturday night, and I'll meet him where we're staying and have dinner and then get at it on Sunday.
Nice. Do they pretty much just let you walk the course on the weekend, or is it you can't really hit any shots till practice rounds, or how's that go?
Well, Tiger's there right now, so he can hit shots.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as you get the approval, the players can go. The caddy can't caddy. You've got to use one of their caddies while you're there. I've got a buddy of mine that's a member there that if we wanted to, I could go up and play with him. But he's under the weather right now. He's going to have back surgery again. So, Kevin will. They'll start on Sunday. They'll last year because of COVID. Was it last year or the year before? We couldn't even walk the golf course until our players showed up.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. And I don't know if that was definitely when we played in the fall. I don't remember what it was last year, if we could walk it or not. I don't remember walking it. So, and I'm sure it's back to normal now.
Nice.
Can you talk about that? I've been to the Augusta a couple of times. The prep that really goes in for you guys and the players, because obviously Augusta is its own beast, and especially for a player maybe that had never been there before. What's it like for that caddy?
For the first time for me, it's the same. You know, it's just going and checking. There's supposedly some changes. They move some tee boxes back, so I'll go and I'll check that. But You know, we're not allowed to use any mechanical devices on the greens anymore. So you really, you know, you're just walking the golf course and, you can pull a Michael Greller and pull one of the veteran caddies and pay them for their advice. Or I'm not that type of person. I think I do my own work. I don't want to listen to somebody else. I want to get my own information. And actually the first time I caddied was in 2006 for Raymond Floyd, and you couldn't even walk the golf course back then without your player. And he pulled a rib out of his back. And so I never even actually got to see the golf course inside the ropes until Thursday. Wow. So I walked around it twice on the outside, put all my notes, watched guys play. I mean, he played the par three just for me because I'd never done it before. But it was a learning experience because I was writing all my notes from the outside, you know, of the ropes and not being able to go in it. But now that's changed. Now you can go in and you can do your own thing. So Saturday I'll get up there hopefully by 2 o'clock and I'll just put on a jumpsuit and get out there and just check out the golf course and put the notes in that I need to put in from the new tee boxes. But I think that's about all that's changed that I've read. You know, coach, my buddy's Lou Holtz, and he always gives me the magazine with all the information on it. So I actually went over to his house and picked it up the other day, last week. So it's it'll be interesting. So for the young guy, there's a lot of stuff to learn. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory, to be honest. I mean, if you can't figure out where you can miss it, where you can't miss it, you need to find another profession, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true.
Don't mean to be a dick, but I am.
just tell it how it is, brother. Dude,
it is what it is.
How's Kevin feeling? Is he? You think his game's feeling pretty good rolling into the Masters? I mean, he
yeah, had
some good tournaments last year, and he's played, you know, good here and there.
Yeah, he's you know, I think we finished like 12th, 13th the last three times we played it, or 12th, 12th and something. Not sure. I know that our best finish has been 12th. So, but yeah, he struggled at the beginning of the year, actually in the last month and a half with having the baby. The baby finally came and then showed up at Austin for the World Championships, and he was actually sick the whole week. But,
oh, wow.
You know, he actually played pretty good. He, you know, he got to the 18th hole all four of his matches, and he won two of them, tied one, and then we, you know, obviously lost to Will on the fourth playoff hole on Saturday. But yeah, he played really well. He hit it really well. He was putting a lot better, so I think his mind is clear. So I'm really excited for this year because I think, you know, I think his swing is better than it's ever been. He's hitting more fairways. It's just putting. You know, everything is putting. Everybody talks about ball striking. It's not ball striking. It's putting. Everybody on the tour hits it good. It's guys that putt the best win. That's right. Just all there is to it. So we'll spend a lot of time on the greens getting ready. Don't know how the golf course is playing, if it's playing hard and fast or soft. We want it to play soft. Everybody thinks this, you know, going into Augusta, a short hitter wants it to play hard and fast, but it's the exact opposite. Because if it's playing hard and fast, we can't get to the plateaus and the greens. We can't hold 5 and 4 irons. Mm-hmm. Where if the golf course is playing soft, we can throw darts at the golf course.
Right.
So the last time that, you know, Kevin, when Dustin won, it was playing very soft that year. And Kevin, the first day, hit all 18 greens and 2 par 5s and 2. And that hadn't been done. Last time somebody hit 18 greens was 2009. So it tells you how hard it is to hit the greens there, especially if they're hard and fast. If they're soft, then obviously, you know, that can be accomplished. So it's going to be interesting. You know, it's just, you know, you hear the rumors because a lot of the players have been there and know it's in great shape and this and that. But what's great shape? It's always in great shape. Is it playing hard and fast or soft? What is the weather? Are we going to get some rain next week? I was going to look at the forecast today, but I just started doing something else. So I'll get to that probably tomorrow. And I'm all packed up. I did all my ironing. So, you know, you just pretty much wear T-shirts underneath the bib. So we're going to play Hilton Head, so I've got everything for the 2 weeks already, so I'm just ready to rock and roll, get out there on Saturday and see what it's looking like.
What's your week look like this week? You know, you got the week off, so what do you normally get into when you're off from the tour?
Well, I'm doing a rehab on my house on the driving range here at Lake Nona, so it's been very frustrating. It's a long story, but 5 months ago, they pulled the roof apart. And I told the guy to fire his roofer because he kept on, like, making excuses, not doing it. And finally, 3 weeks ago, he fired the roofer, but he never hired. He never ordered the tile.
Oh, God.
So now we're 22 weeks out. And I just tell you, I was supposed to be in December, and now I'm not going to be until hopefully August or September. So it's been very frustrating. So just going to the gym, working out a lot, rehab, got some bulging discs in my back that I've been rehabbing. I feel great. I had a little slight tear in my rotator cuff. Today was the first time I did chest with actually a straight bar, so it's starting to heal. So it's all good. It's just getting well. I'm old, man. I'm getting old. It's like when I first started this, I was a rookie on tour, and now I'm like one of the veterans going, where did that time go? 32 years later. It's crazy.
How'd you get your start, man? Like how'd you get going?
I wrestled my whole life growing up since I was 6-7 years old. That was always my passion. But obviously after our high school and college, there's the Olympics, and that's it. You can't really make a living unless you're Cal Sanderson, a coach at Penn State, or one of the Brand brothers at Iowa. But so I got into golf when I was in college. I became friends with one of the guys on the golf team, and I always go out there with him. And then when I graduated from Westchester, I was an assistant pro at the club that we played at, White Manor Country Club, for a year. And one of the members took a liking to me and supposedly had me a job at the Palm Beach Hole Club. I got down there, and I was actually late. I had got the flu for the first time in my life. It's still the first time in my life. But I got down there a week late, and my job wasn't there anymore. So I wound up meeting a guy that was caddying on the senior tour and the LPGA tour. And we got a place together, and we were caddying at a place called Boca Rio because there were no jobs. And then the tour started up. I went to the LPGA with him. He got a job. I didn't. And I wound up meeting a girl that forgot to sign up for that week. Her name was Lynn Connolly, and I wound up working for her the next week. And she finished sixth, and then asked me to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks, and then San Diego. And I was supposed to go back to my assistant's job, but we finished second in San Diego. And I called up the head pro and told him I wasn't coming back because I just made $2,500. I made $2,500 at the time. And I was making
huge.
I think I was making $350 as an assistant pro, living pretty much poverty. But 4 weeks later, I'm like, I hate this travel. And I called the head pro back up, and he already filled my position, so I had no other choice. So here we are 32 years later.
That's wild.
PGA Tour, Champions Tour, PGA Tour, and 14 years later with Kevin. It's been crazy.
Talk about that. And obviously you caddied for a lot of amazing golfers and Kevin now. Talk about that relationship, the caddy player relationship, and good ones and bad ones, and you know, how what makes it so long lasting if you latch on with somebody for a long time.
Yeah, you know, I've been very, 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 very blessed and fortunate. I've never been fired as a caddy in 32 years. When I left the LPGA, I got Hubert Green. I worked for him for 6 years, and then Haler went hired me away from Hubert, worked for him for 8 years, and then Kevin hired me away from Hale, and it's been 14 years. So it's not easy. I mean, you got, you know, it's changing. You know, you got to go with their personality. It's just depends on who you work for. Like, there's a lot of psychology involved. When I worked for Hale, there was no psychology. I didn't need to. He was so good at what he did, and he really didn't make that many mistakes. I think there was like one time in all the years that I actually had to really dig down deep and use my psychology on him, because he wound up like triple in the first hole. He whiffed two backwards, and long story short, that was on Sunday, and he wanted to go home. He's like, I want to get my plan. I want to go home. I go, okay. So I didn't say anything for two holes. And then I just started talking about all the great things in his life and got him, head him away from where he was and where he didn't want to be into a place he wanted to be. And the next thing you know, we're in a playoff with Tom Watson, and we went on the fourth playoff hole. So, you know, it's crazy. You know, there's a lot of great relationships. Fluff and Purek still going strong. I think that's the longest one. Next to them is probably James Edmondson and Ryan Palmer, and then us, Bubba and Teddy split. The good caddies will always find good jobs. And the good caddies, I think, are probably the loyal ones too. They're not always looking for a better better job, better paying job. You know, I've always been a very loyal person with everything I did. So I've never been the one to go out and look. It's just been fortunate enough that, you know, I got Hubert when I got him, and then Hale hired me away from Hubert. And then I met Kevin, you know, when he was his fifth year on tour, and I worked for him for 1 week. He finished eighth in Canada, and then he called me up like a month later and I actually told him that, you know, I wasn't going to leave Hale, but I worked for him on my off weeks. And then at the end of the year, you know, we sat down and talked. He made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And, you know, here we are 14 years later, and he's, you know, we're inseparable. It's like, I wouldn't leave him for somebody else. Well, maybe, I don't know, but I mean, you never say never. I mean, if one or two guys that I would love being around, but I'm at a point in my life, I told him, when he gave me the car at the Colonial, I told him, all right, I give you 5 more years, and he's got 2 more years after this year, and then we'll see. But
right.
I'm kind of done everything I needed to do in this profession, and time to maybe start doing something else.
What's the car?
Yeah, how is that car?
You know, I was actually going to take it out today, and I got so busy doing other stuff that I'll be taking it out tomorrow. I'm a car guy. I love cars. I got 2 Porsche, actually 3 Porsches in that. I'm actually selling the one, but the one I'm in right now is my other baby. It's, can't see it, but the only car I ever bought new was a 98 911, which I still have. It's got 42,000 miles on it. But it's, yeah, I'm a car guy. I love that. That car is special. It's like everywhere I go, people are like, oh, can I see your car? You know, I got to open up the hood and show them. It's like every single bolt's the same. It's just took Kevin for a ride for the first time at Bay Hill. And he's like, man, this car is so sick. I'm like, yeah, it was the best club I ever pulled talking you out of that car.
Yeah, speaking of other stuff too, I see these pizza reviews and wine, man. So give me 2. Yeah. So what's your best pizza place you've ever been to? I mean, you've traveled all over the place, tried some good.
Yeah, both in New York. Lazara's up on like 52nd Street in New York City, and then Manhattan, both in Manhattan. And actually, there's 3. John's of Bleecker, which everybody knows it's famous. And then Joe and Pat's, I think Joe and Pat's, I think it's called. My cousin took me to that. He's living in the city, so he took me to that. It was amazing too. Nice. They had this tripod pizza, which was just off the charts. And then, you know, I mean, other than that, New Jersey, where I grew up, it's got great pizza. And then New Haven, Connecticut's got great pizza. But there's a lot of cities now, or, you know, there's people moving there that are doing the right things. Oh, sorry about that. Light just went out in the car. Let me close this. All right, there we go. I grew up eating pizza. I love it. It's my comfort food. It's that and a glass of wine, and I'm a very happy person.
You can't beat that, man. Awesome. No.
Do we expect to see Kevin possibly up here in the D.C. area for the Wells Fargo this year, since it's coming up here to TPC Potomac?
You know, I just bought my tickets today.
Nice.
Yeah, we really like that golf course. Being a Northeasterner, I kind of like being up there. I've got some friends that are in Virginia, so I'll be able to get to see them. And so I'm hoping. But he did just literally text me when I was driving over to the club saying, hey, what's this golf course like in Mexico? I'm like, I don't know. I really didn't know, but I was just literally at my friend's house at LBJ in Austin on Wednesday night having wine with them, and they were just there last week. So I called them up and said, I said, they're 20 handicaps, so take for what you want with the golf course, but the resort's really nice. So we'll see. I mean, we're going to play, but I think that's the week before it. So maybe he's going to play both, or maybe now he's thinking of not playing. I don't know. The schedule's really up in the air right now.
Yeah, we're excited to have a tour stop back up in the DC area, even if it's only for 1 year. Hopefully we can get another stop permanently. So
yeah, it's crazy. It's like, I look at DC and I look at Boston, I'm like, how don't we have events here every single year? Right. It's just absolutely crazy. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting up there. Hopefully we play.
Awesome, man. Well, Kenny, man, we don't want to take up too much of your time. I know you got to roll, but thanks for coming on and chatting with us, man. We'll have to catch up with you some other time, and good luck at the Masters. Tell Kevin, you know, go after it.
I will. Thanks. Hopefully, maybe Monday night after we win, we'll get together and do this one more time.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate that.
Hell yeah. All right, man.
All right.
You guys have a great night.
All right, you too, bud.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Bye bye.
So, the Masters, man, what an interview, man. He's already given us a little preview.
I love the insight. Yeah, the insight was great. I mean, it's nice to hear it. We've talked to quite a few golfers. Obviously, somebody who's well-respected on tour, in the caddy world and on tour. He's got a lot of knowledge. It's really cool to hear what he had to say about the relationship and some of the other people he's interviewed for and what it's like to be at Augusta. So I'm excited for our listeners to hear that. Stay tuned. It's coming soon, coming real soon. But you know what? We got a lot of golf news going on.
It's buzzing, dude.
I was buzzing. I mean, the WGC last week was buzzing. I mean, ain't no hobby. Kisner just keeps on rolling. He kind of ran into the Scotty train a little bit. But, man, that I honestly didn't get to watch a lot. I listened to more of it on the radio. But the WGC is good. I'm sure the Valero will probably be a challenging event. Well, maybe not challenging, but a nice little test this weekend. And then week from now, it's the Champions Dinner a week from now. Hideki's going to host the Champions Dinner in 1 week.
We got to see that menu, man. Has he released it? It's coming. It comes week of, I think, right?
Yeah, I think it'll come out Monday. Probably Monday it'll come out what's on the menu. So, yeah, going to have to turn everything green next week for the podcast.
I know, right? Dude, I love the Chat Valero and the WGC, man, but I just can't get my focus off of the Masters, dude. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. I mean, you got all this TW news, and I hate just continuing to spread the news, but I don't because I love the GOAT, man. He's coming. He's playing.
I mean,
there's no chance he is not playing.
Well, a friend of mine just texted me and said, do you think he's going to play? And I said, if he thinks he can play and he can make it around there, he's going to fucking play. He loves that place. I mean, he loves that place. And, you know, last week they put out the entrant list and obviously Phil's not on there. And all of a sudden, boom, Tiger's on the entrance list. Everybody's like, what? I mean, he didn't say he wasn't going to play. And obviously, if he feels good enough to go, and there's a lot of speculation, we won't know. Well, then all of a sudden the news breaks yesterday that his team, and they're going to fly up there. And then, of course, we see the air traffic control screen capture. And then we see Eureka Earth putting it out there, the picture of the jet. And I'm like, well, I guess he's going to play. And so, yeah, man, it'll be, I can't wait to hear some of the reports. I know the Augusta Women's Nationals amateurs down there. And so I'm sure there's some guys buzzing in. Golf Channel's probably flying a few people in early to get some more insight, but
right.
I'm going to temper my expectations right now.
It's hard, man.
It is hard.
How can he not have a chance of winning? Like, of course, you know, probably won't win.
If he's in the tournament, he's got a chance. I mean, granted, all of them have a chance, but I think his chances are greater than most.
Right. Like, you can't ever – like, you can't – what I'm saying is, like, you can't count him out. Mm-hmm. Like, am I going to pick him as my top person to win? You know, I want to secretly just because if he plays well, and who knows, dude, I mean, because he hasn't been, I have to look back at kind of his comebacks and how he starts when he makes his first appearance. Like, I don't know if he has any wins after a long break, would be interesting, but if he's going to win coming back from a long break, who would doubt him to win the Masters, you know?
Well, I mean, selfishly, I want him to play. Selfishly, I don't want him to win because I want to say that I was there to see his last win at the Masters. Me and Trackman. But I think he would temper his expectations too. Like, maybe not. I'm going to take that back. I don't think Tiger's going to temper his expectations because if he thinks he can play, he's going to play to win.
Well, that's what I take his quote, right? If he's going to play, he's expecting that he can actually win. So if he right. shows up and he makes the announcement next week, I'm in. Everything, my prep went okay. I feel like I can walk the course for 72 holes. He's going to try to win. Like there's.
Well, and I read too. Augusta is not like any other tournament. He can wait until next Tuesday before he decides whether he's in or not.
Oh, really? He doesn't have to make like a Sunday or Monday call?
No, he doesn't have to make a call. He could wait. He could go in. My bet is he stays there today and tomorrow, goes home, thinks about it. He's going to come back up anyway because he said he's going to be at the Champions Dinner. He maybe plays nine. I mean, do you think he needs to play? He doesn't need to play but nine a day.
Right.
He probably will try to play the par three with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then see how it goes. I would think you'd know by Tuesday because it's not like they have an alternate ready to go. It's if he drops out, then it's just one less in the field.
Right, and I think it's not like he's going to make that trip up all the way to Augusta just to prepare to play with Charlie at the par three. I mean, he's obviously trying to play. And the other news that was awesome is that Charlie's just striping balls on the range while Dad's going out preparing for the Masters. Man, I love it.
But Charlie didn't get to go out on the course today?
I guess not. No, they said that that Charlie was, you know, off of school and skipping school and busting drives on the range.
Love it.
I don't know if there's something to get, or maybe Tiger just wanted to go out there and focus, you know. Let Charlie have a good time.
I heard his sticks. He brought his sticks with him. So I was like, ooh, maybe Charlie's going to get a little peek.
I know.
Gotta wait a few years, son. Gotta wait a few years.
Yeah, man. I'm loving the buzz, man.
A lot of buzz. A lot of build up. A lot of buzz. We're turning SMP green next week, folks. Can't wait. A lot of buzz. I mean, you got the Augusta women's this weekend. That'll be nice. They'll get to play around there. You got the – I believe they're having the drive, chip, and putt this year, which that's on Sunday. I believe right. they are. Maybe they not. I don't remember. I can't remember. I know they had it there a couple of years ago, and then there was a COVID year, so I don't know if that took that out. But that drive, chip, and putt usually gets me giddy.
Do you watch the par three? I usually don't, to be honest.
So I have – I liked it when I could get home a little bit earlier. Obviously, I changed positions, so now it's a little bit different. But
mm-hmm.
I watch it in the evening. I like watching it because I do like watching some of the interviews and who they're talking to and then some of the other shots and some of the old-timers that are go out and play and then, you know, with the family. It's different. I mean, you never want the guy – you don't ever want to win it, that's for sure. Those guys that win it have never won the Masters. So, but – yeah, I'll watch it. I like watching. I've been to the par three, so it's kind of, I don't know, it's something that I enjoyed. I got to, when the first time I went, we went on Wednesday and
nice.
Sat right by the sixth hole and watched all the shots come in, watched guys spin them and all everything. It was kind of cool. So they are having the drive, chip, and putt this year. So that will be Sunday morning, bright and early.
What's your tradition? We'll talk about our Masters traditions next week for the actual Masters, but leading up to the Masters, I'm someone that likes to consume a lot of Masters content of prior Masters prior on YouTube. I mean, coming from the guy that started the Tiger collection a couple months ago, that I will finish just because I love watching Tiger, you know, golf. And, you know, everybody's commentating it in your head, you know, when you're watching it, just your experience with it. And we'll have to get you to jump on, get your take on some of the holes there, especially on the back nine with you and a track man. But what are you going to do? Like, do you watch a certain Masters or do you not really consume much content before?
No, I will. I'll start ramping it up probably this week. I'll probably throw in a little bit of the 2019. I like watching, I'll watch some of the Masters. I'll watch a lot of the live at golf or live from whatever they do. I like watching that in the evenings. Next week, kind of getting all the different insights. I'll probably watch a fair amount in the morning too. And then trying to think another Masters. One that really sticks out was Mickelson's first.
That was a good Masters.
I was at home or I was out and we had dinner at my aunt's house. And so I got to watch it with my grandfather and my dad. And I think Trackman might've even been, I don't know, that one sticks out. So I'll watch a little bit of that. And then I do like some of the other ones that come on. Just usually Golf Channel has stuff on. I'll watch mm-hmm. some of that too. But My go-to tradition is usually on Sunday, which I'll reveal this now, the Sunday of the Masters. I don't know if I'm going to be able to watch the final round live.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of disappointing.
That's disappointing stats.
Yeah, yeah. It's beyond my control, but that's topic for another day. So I'll probably do our I'll do the pimento cheese on Saturday.
Nice.
Get that in. That'll be the family dinner on Saturday. Nice, silly. Nice, silly pimento cheese that I'll just eat literally for every meal all week for the next week. So maybe I'll even start it on Thursday, and I'll bring some over.
Yeah, then I could do the pork barbecues or something.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do one pork barbecue, one pimento, or maybe combine it.
maybe I'll come up to find an ice cream recipe where we can make the lemonade ice cream sandwiches. We'll have our own menu, our own master's menu.
Love it, man. But yeah, listeners, you got to tune in next week. We're going to have a massive master's show. We may even do a live podcast as well on Friday. Stats is going to make it over. Hopefully we'll get Trackman to come through at some point. Our missing co-host, the ghost.
Missing link.
He will come. He will come at some point, people. But I love it, man. Masters, it's coming too quick, man. Hope everybody enjoyed that interview with Kenny Harms. That was sweet. We enjoyed having him on.
But you know what Kenny would probably say?
Get up and down.
Kevin, all you got to do is get up and down.
Love it.